Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hello, and welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. This is show number 10, Playing in the Quantum Field with Animals with Alicia Evans. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I'm Charlie Kale, mom to two dogs and three cats, broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People in Pause. I do distant healings as well as in-person appointments because energy transcends space and time. And there's more about all of that at charliekale.com, CharlieKale.com. This is your safe place to honor animals, where we'll nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and today also metaphysically. We're about to combine all of those and expand our field of consciousness as we jump into some quantum energy healing. My guest, Alicia Evans, is a highly sought-after energy medicine practitioner, medical intuitive, animal communicator, holistic dog trainer, Qigong practitioner, and soul relationship expert with over 24 years of professional experience transforming animal behavior and health issues naturally. She's an award-winning TV and radio host, author, columnist, and she's featured in the new book, Soul Dog, A Journey into the Spiritual Lives of Animals by Elena Manis, who I am actually interviewing next week for show number 11. Alicia's passion is helping animals heal themselves and their humans while spreading the universal message of respect and reverence for all life. And I can say that after getting to know Alicia over the past 3 weeks, she has changed the fabric of my existence with healing on many levels. She is truly beautiful inside and out, and she's become my friend. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, Charlie. Wow. Thank you. And I'm honored, you know, to share this space with you, and I'm honored to be of assistance.
And I am so grateful for you. Before we dive into the quantum energy field, I want to add another amazing accomplishment to that list that I just didn't want it to get lost in everything. You also created and invented the Walk in Sync dog walking system. It's a humane harness that keeps your dog's neck and body in alignment. My German Shepherd Sasha uses that. It is the only harness for years that have let me walk her without her pulling me down. I ended up in crutches a couple times when she was younger trying to walk her, and I absolutely refused to use a choke chain or a prong collar or shock collar, and other harnesses just didn't work. So I would love to spend just a few minutes on why the wrong collar or harness could be the root cause of your dog's behavior or health issues.
Sure. Many years ago, I don't want to go back how many years because I will date myself.
Oh, please.
I had a chocolate lab. I had a chocolate lab named Barney, and we tried everything. Tried the choke chain, prong collar, nose halter. Unfortunately, used a shock collar once, and everything hurt him. And as a fitness trainer at the time, understanding human anatomy and physiology, I started to connect the dots, and I was like, well, you know, dogs have anatomy and physiology, and I can't believe that the tools that professionals are telling me to use are actually hurting my dog. And when his neck would go out of alignment, I would see behavior issues. So I made him a promise one day after a very unfortunate choke chain incident. And I said, I'm going to create a way for dogs and humans to vastly improve communication and to respectfully and humanely train dogs with tools that are actually appropriate for their physiology. And 10 years later, that's what I did. I was sitting in a meditation. I asked the universe for, clarity on how do I help these dogs? And I saw the vision for Walk in Sync. And then I went through the whole process of creating it. And it has transformed my life, and it's transformed the lives of over 18,000, you know, people and their dogs, and creates a safe, respectful, easy way to help your dog understand how to walk on leash, where you stay safe, your dog stays safe, and the behaviors change in just minutes, in like 5 minutes.
It is amazing because people don't realize the horrible damage choke chains, prong collars can do, collapse trachea. Well, yeah. You know all the things. You can spit it out more quickly than I can.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're dealing with, the whole compartment that makes up like the trachea and what actually holds up the front of the throat, it's cartilage. So just think about a cardboard box, right? Cardboard box is pretty sturdy till you dent it once. Now, a cardboard box isn't going to die off, but the tissue in the neck will start to actually shut down and actually get harder when it's supposed to have a little bit of flexibility to it. And then when you think about the vertebrae at the back of the neck, you're dealing with very small vertebrae that nerves run through the vertebrae. So if something's off, like think about the first time you put a collar on a puppy, the first thing they do is actually back up. And they could actually be throwing their C1, the cervical 1 vertebrae, out of whack, which could be shutting down blood flow to the rest of the body. It's just going to take a little while to notice it. So, you know, the interesting thing is you can look at it from the standpoint of like, well, it probably won't happen. But I, as you look at it from the preventative standpoint of, I'm not even taking a chance, because most people don't even know what's on the inside of their bodies. And I said to several vets, I was like, so what do you think of collars over harnesses? And, you know, even though they've gone through at least 12 years of medical school with anatomy and physiology, like 3/4 of them have said to me, well, I don't know, I'm not a trainer. Oh. And I'm like, well, you don't need to be a trainer to understand, you know, the damage. And you can get eye damage. You can get, you know, German Shepherds, notorious. You misalign the wrong cervical vertebrae, that's how you can actually start getting a shutdown to the back end of the body. And it will happen in the front of the neck. And people don't even make these connections. So I've seen digestive problems. I've seen eye problems. I've seen gait problems. I've seen, you know, when certain muscle imbalances happen or one leg will go lame as a result of some of these tools. So I'm just coming literally from the scientific model of anatomy and physiology and just making the connections that we really need to get rid of a lot of these tools that we are using because they're just not safe.
Oh boy, absolutely. So this is the Walk in Sync dog training system that Alicia invented. You can find the link to it on my Charlie Kale page at Empower Radio. Do you have a link to it on your animalhealer.com page?
I don't on Animal Healer, but if you go to walkinsync.com, you'll find the whole entire system.
Yeah.
Along with
All
the
right.
videos.
So and that would make an amazing Christmas present, or if you're hearing this at any other time of the year, birthday, graduation present, new puppy present, whatever. This is actually a necessity if you have a dog that pulls, for sure.
Definitely. And I have several breeders now that they won't allow their puppies to use anything else.
Oh, that's
because
wonderful.
Of the safety factor. Yeah. And there are several front clip harnesses on the market, but Walk in Sync is brilliant because not only is it the most biomechanically correct harness, I also paired the leash to have flat rubber handles on it. So it helps the human stay calm. But more importantly, it helps them stay consistent. And the reason why dogs pull is because we're constantly changing the boundary on the leash and they learn how to pull. Yeah.
Oh, plus
so
you don't get leash burn. What's even worse than leash burn is when she would pull so hard, the whole leash went out of my hand, no matter how hard I gripped it. And that doesn't happen with these rubber areas on it.
Exactly.
All right. So that's walkinsync.com. Now let's get into the fun quantum healing field. Many diseases or actually diseases of the body are energy imbalances that have formed in the body before the physical symptoms even shown up. And as you've said, when you're able to address the root cause of why they showed up, then you can restore your animal's health at a much deeper level in much less time. How do you go there? How do you get that?
Well, I mean, it's been a progression. So I've been doing this for 24 years. When I was 22, I was introduced to a Chinese doctor and energy master, a Qigong energy master from China. So I began studying Qigong. I began first with acupuncture, seeing how my body was shifting and changing and understanding that even though I was an elite level fitness trainer, there was this whole other element of energy and the quantum field that I didn't even know what to say about it because it's never anything I had studied before. You know, when you think about the sciences, biology and chemistry were not a strong suit of mine, but here I was diving into the quantum field and understanding physics because it just simply taught me that everything is energy, everything is connected. And because things start in the energy field first, you can actually have things going on that haven't shown up in the physical yet, but that are causing physical or emotional symptoms. And you've got to understand, like, okay, so what's below this whole physical, what's below our whole physicality? And through my personal Qigong practice, which is about an hour every morning, an hour every night in a standing posture, holding that for an hour, and I didn't Wow. miss a single practice for 3 years. And so what started to happen was I started getting attuned to the quantum energy field. So it wasn't an intellectual learning. It was a instinctual remembering of being part of and connected to the oneness of this whole field. And when I started tapping into it, it started providing me with information. When I would ask questions or it would show me certain things. And I was like, this is interesting because you can't learn any of this stuff in a book. So it was right. through that dedication of learning how to train my energy and learning how to harness it and then tapping into that quantum field. It was like, wow, we've really got things backwards. We think we understand a lot. And honestly, what we really understand is about the size of a head of a pin. Right. And there is so much more for us to be able to understand and comprehend, but it's not necessarily going to come out of a book. It's going to come from connecting within that quantum energy field and letting it teach us.
And it's an inner knowing. You'll get it yeah. through your intuition, through your gut, through your heart, and those mm-hmm. will be what can inform your brain.
Exactly. So even the way our system is designed, okay, the way we educate, we teach to the intellect, but the intellect is not the first brain. Your mind is not your first brain. Your gut is. So your gut basically takes in the raw data, then it brings the information up to the brain, and the brain was designed as an architect to create structure. The brain was not designed to take in massive amounts of information and digest it. That's why so many people have digestive issues today, not just because of the foods we eat, but even how we take in information. You're supposed to take in information through your gut. That means you have to be open. Your mind actually has to be open. You have to receive much more information than a very small slice of intellectual understanding. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So when you connect with a person and you're going in and you're helping them heal, as you did with me, and you really, we got deep and you got into some fantastic stuff, I was able to give you verbal feedback with an animal. You have to connect and be even more intuitive and more relying on that gut and that inner knowing to know what they're saying.
Yes. So what I learned was I have to learn to listen. And so through my practice, through working with animals as an animal communicator over the last 24 years, and then really deeply starting to dive into this quantum energy field, I really had to learn that it's not as much about what I say. It's more about how deeply can I listen? Because again, the energy is informing me. I'm not holding a bunch of knowledge in my head saying, well, it's this and it could possibly be that and it can also be this. I'm listening to literally what the body's telling me is the truth of its knowingness, and its situation on the physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual levels. And I'm just basically acting as a translator. So a lot of the times, you know, people will call me, they've gone to other animal communicators, they've gone to the vet, they can't figure out what's at the root of the animal's issue. They'll call me because they're like, we've tried everything else. And I guess just the way my accessing goes, I access on such a deep level that I'm in the energy field, can speak to them about what's happening at the energetic level. And once it's understood, it actually starts to unwind itself.
And I should say, you've been working with me and you've been working with my animals, but we've never met in person. This has all been over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why energy, you don't have to be in person, because it transcends all of that.
Transcends all of it. So I'm kind of like an x-ray machine, right? At a distance. So I can kind of x-ray in. I can see the inside of the animal's body. To me, it comes up as, you know, I see all the bones, I see all the organs, I see all the structures, and it comes up in like a blue type of light. And so then, like I said, the energy starts informing me, tells me where to move my hands. It feels to me literally like I am physically in the room with the animal. But I just am not getting distracted by the fact of, well, I only have a 3D body, so I can only see what I can see. I can only hear what I hear. I can only, you know, touch what I can touch. It goes to a much deeper level. And it's fascinating to me because it's, you know, I didn't go to school for this. I started my Qigong practice and that was what pulled off all of the veils of saying, you know, this isn't possible. That's not possible. And I'm saying, you know, after working with over 3,500 animals, I'm blown away by what is possible that we haven't even realized yet. And, you know, it's double blind studies. Like in the book Soul Dog, I had worked on Elena's dog, Brio. He was given a diagnosis of myelopathy, and they said, we're sorry, we know he's 8, but he's not going to walk again. And when she called me, you know, it was just like a last-ditch effort. She didn't know. I talked to Brio. He said, don't worry about it. You can heal me in 3 sessions. I had never met Brio. And within 3 sessions, and I think that they were maybe like a week apart, Brio went from not walking to walking and then running and then jumping and then living a phenomenal another, I think, 4 or 5 years. And we had never met. And also we did a study with her veterinarian. She sent me 5-6 pictures of animals that I never met. Elena never met them, so there was no way she could possibly influence what the information that I was receiving. So I got 6 pictures, 6 animals, and all I had was the name and the age. And I went in and checked with all 6 and conveyed back to the veterinarian what they were experiencing. And she said all 6 were spot on. They exactly line up with what my diagnosis is. So the fascinating part to me in all of this is, wow, these animals are so much more intelligent than what we know, and that they know. They really, really do know. So anytime something comes up for me, I go on to different sites and different Facebook pages, and people are like, well, this is happening with my animal, and other people are making suggestions. And I don't do that. I don't like to make suggestions. I like to say, let's talk to your animal. They know what's going on. So let's ask them. And we'll get the information directly from them. And then we can start with turning things around.
They are so plugged in. And a lot of their issues mirror us. And some of them are just there and need, as I'm learning with you, some of them, it's the environment. And so it's a lot of combination. Now, with me, they all had things that I needed to look more deeply into and work on with myself before they were willing to give up their illness. And then, and they have been making remarkable strides. They're not all completely well, but wow, when you have a vestibular cat who was walking like a seal, who is now walking on his back legs, that's huge. His head is higher and a little straighter. That's huge. Wow. I've seen it work before my eyes.
And that's my proof. You know, a lot of times people will say things and they go, well, where's your scientific data? I'm like, we are the living science. Like that just took place in real time. And I knew in working on one of your cats, I knew exactly what I was doing. I was sharing with you on the phone exactly where I was at, as I was working on his body. And that's the stuff to me that it's like, you can't prove this stuff like in a laboratory. It's like, we are the living laboratory. And so this is not anything like hokey or weird or strange. This is literally just what is possible. And working with the energy, if energy is energy and everything is energy, it doesn't matter that I was sitting in, you know, Montana and you were in San Francisco. Doesn't matter.
And I got your walk-in sync system years ago, but and I didn't meet you or anything then. Just it was about 3 weeks ago, you and I were sitting on a webinar panel together, and it was really amazing and wonderful information was coming through. And I was thinking to myself through it, oh my gosh, I want to meet Alicia. She's so amazing. And Kashi at the time was sitting on my lap. After the webinar was over, you Facebook messaged me that you had a message from one of my cats and you didn't want to offend me, but you really wanted to offer it to me if I was willing to accept it. And so I was sitting here wishing to meet you, and Kashi made it happen because he contacted you during the webinar.
Yes. And that's what happens a lot of times. Yeah, with my clients. It is amazing because, so, like I said, so many times my clients come to me because Western medicine doesn't have an answer. The dog trainers that they're going to don't have an answer. And one of the things that I had found, like from a very physical level, and especially working with Walk and Sync, was how much bodies are connected with behaviors. And so many of the behaviors that dogs are exhibiting are actually coming because their bodies are out of alignment. So when I started to learn that piece, I didn't know if I could literally have an effect if I worked on an animal, you know, at a distance. But what started happening was the clients would call, they would tell me about the issue. I would check the dog's body. I was like, yeah, so, you know, here's where we have off in the cervical. Here's where we have off in the, in the thoracic. And as we were on the phone and I would do the energy work, and again, I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not an acupuncturist. I'm not a doctor. I simply work with energy. That's all I do. And I have a strong background in Chinese medicine and anatomy and physiology. So I know that whatever I'm doing is according to science and it's safe, but in no way, shape, or form am I, you know, practicing physical medicine. I am just working with energy. And even at a distance, checking dogs' backs, we would find almost immediate behavioral differences. And it just, it's, you know, to me too, it's mind blowing to me. Like, I'm an expert at this. I really, really am really well versed in this, but yet still I'm always in awe, you know,
yes.
Wow, I didn't know that this could be this way. I didn't know that this could happen this way. Hey, I didn't know, you know, that this was connected to this. So it's understanding things on a much deeper level than the physical and just recognizing that energy is everything.
Yes, energy is everything. Connected, it is all it is. We're talking with Alicia Evans, the animal healer. That's H-E-E-L-E-R. You can find out more at animalhealer, H-E-E-L-E-R.com. Alicia, tell me the story about the blind horse.
God, Charlie, you just gave me total chills. So So May of last year, I went out to New Mexico to work with someone who does leadership with horses. There was something that I was asking for from the horses that I wanted to make sure that my leadership was in alignment. So we set up a session and I went out there and I met her horses. So that was over. And then fast forward to November. Okay. And I went up, well, while I was there, I went up to the mountain behind their house right outside of Santa Fe. And I prayed to the mountain. I said, if you need me back here, let me know and I will come back here and I will do more work. Fast forward to November, right around Thanksgiving, I'm at the Wolf Sanctuary in New Mexico and I'm having lunch and I hear this woman at the other table talking about her cat and they think her cat's dying And I said, well, I think I'm here. I'm supposed to help you. And she sort of looked at me, but she was very open. You know, she had used animal communicators in the past, and I told her who I was and what I did. And she said, well, our cat's in the truck. You know, would you want to work on him? Worked on the truck, worked on the cat that day, met with them that next morning. They said, you're not going to believe this. The cat hasn't slept with us in months. Cat totally jumped on the bed because they were in like a camper van. They said, this is amazing. You have to come out and visit us. I said, well, where do you guys live? And they said, well, just outside of Santa Fe in Tsuki. I said, Tsuki? I said, I was just in Tsuki in May. And they said, yeah, well, we live on this road up this. I said, oh my God, you're 1 mile from where I just worked. Like, you were above me the whole time that I was in Santa Fe.
Oh, wow.
So they invited me to come out to the house, went out to the house. And as I was driving in on a Friday, the horse is standing by the fence. And I just was like, something's not right with your eyes. Emailed their owner. I said, I'll be here for, you know, a couple of days. 3 days later, I met with the horse. She had gone blind for no reason. She told me, she said, I'm not blind. My eyes are fine, but there's pressure in my head. And we have to get rid of the pressure in my head. And I said, okay, that's fine. And I could feel all of it, being an empath. Like, I could feel how misaligned the inside of her head was. But she was convinced. Like, even though she didn't have good proprioception of her feet, she said, I'm not blind, Alicia. I'm not blind. You have to help me. I called the one person that I know, which is my equine dentist. He came out. He came to see her. Within 3 sessions, she got all of her sight back. First time ever, a veterinary case of a horse reclaiming their eyesight. And it was through animal communication and through the equine dental.
You're amazing. Alicia Evans, the animal healer, energy medicine practitioner, medical intuitive, animal communicator, and amazing inventor and beautiful person inside and out. Find out more about working with her at animalhealer.com, animalhealer.com, plus the Walk and Sing program. You can find all of that on my page on empowerradio.com. Thank you so much for being here at Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, energy healing for people and paws, at charliekale.com. Special thanks to Brent Carey, the CEO of Empower Radio, and Tony Ficchini at the controls back at the studio in Detroit. Take care and remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better because you're doing the best you can. They know it and they chose you anyway and they love you for it. Mind Body Boss, I gotta try to talk quickly. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.